Imagine a world where hurricane-force tempests rage across the land every few days, where plants retract into shells like frightened animals, and where glowing gemstones powered by these storms fuel both warfare and everyday life. Welcome to Roshar, a realm shaped by these high storms and the mysterious energy they carry called Stormlight. This is no ordinary fantasy landscape. Rock buds curl up when touched, massive crustacean-like chasm fiends roam the plains, and cities are carved into mountainsides or built with sloping architecture to withstand the relentless winds. Society itself reflects this harsh environment. Eye color determines your fate. Light eyes rule as nobility, while dark eyes serve as commoners. Docile humanoids called Parshmen are used as servants across the continent, while their warlike cousins, the Parshendi, have become enemies of the Alethi kingdom. Legends speak of the Knights Radiant, warriors with magical abilities who mysteriously abandoned humanity centuries ago, leaving behind their powerful shard blades and shard plate, magical weapons and armor now coveted as symbols of power. What makes this world so compelling isn't just its strangeness, but how thoroughly the harsh environment has shaped every aspect of civilization, from architecture to social hierarchies to the very way people think about survival. Chained in a slave wagon, Kaladin Stormblessed has fallen from his days as a surgeon's son. After joining the army to protect his brother Tian and suffering betrayal by a light-eyed officer, he's assigned to Bridge 4, a suicide squad serving as arrow fodder. Despite his expendable status, Kaladin refuses to surrender. He transforms Bridge 4 from broken individuals into a unified team, using his medical knowledge and developing protective techniques during bridge runs, gradually rekindling his protective instinct. His journey is complicated by his hatred for light-eyed nobility and his connection to Syl, a windspren evolving from playful wisp to intelligent companion as their bond deepens. When Kaladin discovers he can harness Stormlight for enhanced strength and healing, he must choose between escape and protecting others. The words life before death, strength before weakness, journey before destination guide his decision whether to flee or save an army that considers him disposable. High Prince Dalinar Kolan, once the fearsome Blackthorn, struggles with maintaining honor in a treacherous world. As brother to the murdered King Gavilar and uncle to King Elahar, he's caught between military pragmatism and spiritual awakening. His mysterious high storm visions show ancient times and command him to unite them, inspiring him to study the Way of Kings. Fellow high princes mock his adherence to the codes of war and refusal to join their competitive gem heart hunts. Behind Shallan Devar's wit and artistic talent lies desperation. This sheltered noblewoman becomes Scholar Jasnah Kolan's ward while secretly planning to steal Jasnah's soulcaster to save her ruined family. Shallan's compelling duality, outwardly naive, inwardly determined, is complemented by her photographic memory that creates perfect renderings of anything she's seen, including strange symbol-headed creatures she doesn't consciously remember. As her apprenticeship deepens, Shallan finds herself torn between her mission and growing admiration for Jasnah. Eventually, she discovers that Parshmen, Roshar's docile servants, are actually Voidbringers, ancient enemies thought to be merely legends. The shattered plains, thousands of stone islands separated by deep chasms, hosts the Alethi War against the Parshendi. What began as vengeance for King Gavilar's assassination has devolved into competition for valuable gem hearts harvested from plateau chrysalises. Bridge runs exemplify this conflict's callousness. Slave crews carry heavy bridges across chasms while deliberately exposed to Parshendi arrows, sacrificed to protect valuable soldiers. High Prince Sidaeus's utilitarian cruelty, better to lose bridgemen than soldiers, contrasts with Dalinar's adherence to the codes of war. Through Kaladin, we experience the horror of expendability. Through Dalinar, we witness the struggle to maintain honor in a system rewarding ruthlessness. The plains conceal deeper mysteries, an ancient city, and the complex Parshendi themselves. This fragmented landscape mirrors the broken alliances and shattered honor of a Lethi society, where men die for personal gain rather than cause. How can unity emerge from such division? This question haunts both Dalinar and Kaladin. Beneath immediate conflicts lies a forgotten history and looming catastrophe. Dalinar's visions and Jasnah's research reveal a world where myth and reality blur, challenging established beliefs. The legendary heralds once protected humanity during cyclical desolations before abandoning their oath pact, leaving a single companion to endure torment. Strange occurrences signal approaching danger, an assassin eliminating world leaders with inexplicable powers, a king collecting dying words as prophecies. In Roshar, spren, cognitive entities, manifest physically in response to emotions and natural phenomena. Windspren dance in breezes, fearspren emerge near the terrified, and creationspren respond to artistic endeavors. Syl, the windspren following Kaladin, evolves from childlike to complex, developing memories and moral understanding. Their deepening bond connects directly to his emerging Windrunner abilities, suggesting the Knight's Radiance powers stemmed from similar partnerships. Through Shallan's experiences in Shadesmar, an ocean of glass beads representing objects' cognitive aspects, we glimpse spren as intelligent beings from another realm, connecting to her soul-casting ability. Dalinar's visions reveal humanity's forgotten past, battles against nightmare creatures, and the Radiant's true nature. In his final vision, the Almighty reveals he has been killed by Odium, a force of pure hatred threatening all creation. The epilogue delivers a shock when Herald Talonel Ellen appears at Kalinar's gates, warning of the desolation's arrival, just as Jasnah discovers Parshmen are dormant Voidbringers. While High Princes compete for gem hearts, an ancient evil awakens that threatens all of Roshar. Rosharans have developed fabrials, devices that trap spren to produce magical effects, from pain relief to soul casters that transform matter. This blend of magic and technology creates a system where the supernatural is practically harnessed, blurring the line between mysticism and science. In Roshar, thoughts and emotions take physical form, creating a fundamental connection between mind and matter that shapes everything from daily life to nations' fates. As the novel concludes, storylines converge. Kaladin saves Dalinar on the battlefield, forging an alliance between former slave and high prince. Jasnah plans to travel to the Shattered Plains with Shallan. Dalinar's final vision reveals the Almighty is dead, and the Knights Radiant must rise again. Each character completes a personal journey while positioning for greater challenges. Kaladin finds purpose as a leader and nascent Windrunner, vowing to protect the vulnerable. Dalinar trades his priceless shardblade for all of Sadeus's bridge crews, demonstrating his honor. Shallan discovers unexpected powers that connect her to the main conflict. These personal victories unfold against growing danger, worldwide assassinations, ancient evils stirring, and forces beyond human understanding preparing to clash. The Herald's warning that the desolation has come transforms a political conflict into an apocalyptic battle. In a world battered by storms, both literal and figurative, these broken heroes must find strength in their fractures. As Kaladin learns, sometimes a man's greatest steps are when he's picking himself up after a fall.